So the question was asked with regards to clipping nails, is that superstitious or not? So let's divide it into three different things, okay? With regards to clipping the nails in a certain order, so there are opinions that hold of that. The Arizal held that that's irrelevant. He laughed at it. He said it's not important. So a person can rely on that and cut his nails in whatever order they like. With regards to being careful where one discards one's nails, that's quoted in the Talmud. The Gemara says that if one is not careful about where one discards one's nails, then one might throw them on the ground, and a pregnant woman can step on it, and that can cause her to miscarry. What's pshat? Why would stepping on a nail cause a pregnant woman to miscarry? Sorry, that's not what it says. Go bring a Gemara and see. That's not what it says. What? So, as far as a pregnant woman, I don't understand what the logic behind it is. Someone once told me a pshat, which I'm not sure is real, I don't want to quote it. I'm still looking. I don't know why Chazal said it, but I respect it. Chazal said it. The Shulchan Aruch quotes it. It's quoted in the Gemara, as he said, in Moed Katan and other places in the Shas. And so this is one of those places where Chazal told me something that I don't understand. And I say, okay, but they said it, and the Shulchan Aruch says it. So I go by it. We don't understand. I don't understand, and I haven't found the commentary that I understand that explains why a pregnant woman would miscarry after stepping over nails. I can give you a lot of background to my lack of understanding, where nails come up with a nazir, where nails come up with a mitzora, where nails come up with a child, with a baby. Nails throughout Shas and throughout the Torah have a special place. Chazal did not know to define that nails are dead cells, right? But the Torah does say that when a person is recovering from certain impurities, then the nails are what has to come off. The Kohanim, the Levim, the Mitzorah, the Nazir, you know, they cut their hair, and then in certain instances we also cut the nails. And Chazal said in some way there's a certain impurity that holds on to the nails. When we wake up in the morning, we say death comes off of a person. He comes back to life, and it lingers at the edge of his nails. We call it nagel vaser. We wash our nails in the morning, technically, when we wake up in the morning. We wash our hands, but we say that there's something lingering there. What it is exactly, I don't know. But again, Chazal tell it to me, so I go with it. This is something that's in Talmud and in Shulchan Aruch. So we are careful when we cut our nails to discard of them in a way that people won't come in contact with them. There's a third thing which is quoted by one of the commentaries in Shulchan Aruch about not cutting the nails of the hands and the feet on the same day. I'm not sure we have to be concerned with that. That's not in the Shulchan Aruch. That's not in the Gemara. Okay, so there is such an opinion. If it works for a person, he could worry about that opinion. If it doesn't, so okay. Most commentaries didn't say that. I'm saying most opinions did not say that. But if one wants to be careful for that, one could. It's not ridiculous. It is quoted, I think, that Ter Sekeinim and Shulchan Aruch quotes. But fine. The Gemara says, you know, people walk into your house, out of your house, you're not going to remember when. Right, so the Gemara says, if it's a room where you're not worried a pregnant woman will come, it says it's not a problem. It says that. It says that the rabbis used to cut their nails in the Beis Medrash because pregnant women didn't come to Beis Medrash. They said, what do I care? You know, it's not something I have to worry will happen, right? That's true.
Second.
Yep. Yes.
Nail washer.
Nail washer.
Nail washer.